Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, all our bets for tonight coming up in 20 minutes to wrap up the terrific Football Tuesday edition of the show. Tennessee and Houston are underway. Houston with a 10-6 lead, 16 minutes to play in the first half. We laid 2.5 with Houston. Would very much like the Cougs to go on a run here, and that's what's happening. 51 degrees in Central Park. I'm Nick Costos. Joining us right now on the show to talk about our Chicago Bears. We'll get into the Chiefs and the Cowboys, Packers and the Lions, maybe even a little Ravens-Bengals on Thanksgiving night. Our good friend, first things first, Fox Sports 1, weekdays 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern, all social platforms at Danny Parkins, and of course, and he asks me, actually texts me every Tuesday morning before he comes on, and he says, Nick, please remember to introduce me as former You Better You Bet co-host. I got you, buddy. One-time co-host here on You Better You Bet. My friend Danny Parkins joins the show. Danny, welcome back. Happy early Thanksgiving to you and the fam. How's it going?
It's going great. My favorite holiday of the year. I'm very excited for it. It's the perfect holiday. Football, food, family, gambling, no gifts, no religion. I love it. How are you, buddy?
it was good until the last line really sent it over the top. I really enjoyed that, the no religion line. What is your favorite? I said to Bill earlier, we're talking about, like, hey, we should do something Thanksgiving-related on the show. I'm like, we could do, like, a food draft. I feel like that might be the epitome of, like, bad sports radio. I'm going to do bad sports radio here. Maybe we can make it good. What is the best Thanksgiving dish for Danny Parkins? The thing you're most excited to eat on Thursday?
Yeah, we're good. I don't know if we're good enough to make this good, but I'll give it a shot.
Let's find out.
What I love about the Thanksgiving food is the, gluttony is welcome. So, like, I love the pumpkin pie, but I love apple pie. But on Thanksgiving, you have both. Like, it's not the only day of the year that I eat mashed potatoes, but it's the only day of the year that I eat mashed potatoes and sweet potatoes. So, like, it's not about any one thing. It's like I could legitimately have three starches on a plate. You know, like there will be four different desserts, and I'm going to have some of each. My aunt was like, we're going to bring banana bread this year. Is that okay? I'm like, yeah, if it's my fourth dessert, I'm not going to complain about banana bread. So I'm going to skirt your question with just like a cop-out of it's the combo platter. It's that I can be mixing multiple potatoes and multiple pieces of pie, and the food starts in the AM hour and it ends during Ravens Bengals. It's just an all-day affair. I love it.
Is it fair to say that Thanksgiving is kind of like a celebration of being a fat pig? Is that fair?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is fair. And I will say this also, like, it football taking it over and adding the night game, like instead of the Thanksgiving movie or like the early go to bed, it's really opened up a
like
real
here's
nice
it's a wonderful life. Like, I'm good. I'm good with Jimmy, whatever, Jimmy Stewart. I'm good here. Give me a football game instead, please. Yeah.
Yeah, give me Joe Burrow against Lamar Jackson. I'm totally fine with it. But it's also, and my really my lasting contribution to You Better You Bet was the Sunday morning we have to build a money line underdog parlay. Like, I introduced my nephew to gambling by like putting in DFS lineups for Thanksgiving only games when he was legitimately like 8 or 9 years old. And now he's a sophomore in college and he's texting me edge on college basketball games that he's watching with like midnight tip offs. Like, I'm so proud of him. Like, it, like from just like teaching him about a point spread over, you know, stuffing and green bean casserole to now, like, we're going to UConn, Illinois, and he might have some information from a UConn student manager. Like, I'm just so proud of where I've come with this kid in terms of degeneracy, and that's what I'm thankful for this year.
If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER. Has Danny referenced that he's happy that religion's not a part of this? We got the underage gambling. We're going to be gambling, eating like fat slobs. Oh, baby. It really is. It really is sensational. Okay. We made that pretty good, right? That was pretty good.
I mean, yeah, we're really talented.
I'm happy that you said it, so I didn't have to. All right, let's talk some hashtag sports right
now. Our floor is really good,
and some would say the ceiling is the roof. Sunday,
exactly.
Aaron Rodgers flips the bird to the cameras. It's announced he's not playing. Chicago Bears fan Danny Parkins, in that moment, thinks what? Be honest with us.
I think he's a coward. That's what I think. I think he was running from a challenge. I think he saw that Caleb Williams is next, and Caleb Williams is the next him, and he didn't want to go out like that. So he took it out on that poor cameraman. No, like, I knew it opened up for an easier opportunity for the Bears, so like the logical part of your brain can kick in. But I was disappointed, man. I wanted Rodgers to play. I wanted Caleb to have that moment, and I
That's
wanted
so
to send
crazy.
Him out with a loss. And like,
I think you're crazy, man. I said it all week last week, just because Rodgers is better than Mason Rudolph, and you want to win the game. And who knows if they win if Rodgers is the quarterback?
Yeah, but they could have lost with Mason Rudolph.
But they won.
Well, they won. Yeah, no, like, yes, your take ends up aging a little bit better, and it was always the more rational one, but I don't care. Like, the season is not ending in a Super Bowl. So, like, top three memorable moment of this year would have been Bears against Rodgers at Soldier Field, and maybe top one moment. So, like, just from an entertainment standpoint, I wanted to see it. I know it would have made them – they were a 3-point favorite. They would have been
2.5, 3. Yeah, some of that range. Yeah.
Yeah, and what do you think it would have been if it would have been announced that Rodgers was starting?
I'm being sincere with you because I was doing the show on Sunday, the show that you and I used to do together, famously once upon a time. It kind of felt to me like the betting market was saying there was not that big of a difference. I was actually surprised. I think it would have closed Bears like 2.5 with no Rodgers is my guess. But two, maybe.
Right, and so I'm supposed to fear this man because there's a half a point on the spread difference between him and Mason Rudolph. Get the hell out of here, man. I've got 15 years of sports hatred for this guy. I wanted to see it one more time. I don't care about half a point against a point spread in week 12.
All right. I buy that. You better you bet on this Tuesday. Danny Parkins, our guest. First things first on Fox Sports 1, weekdays 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. Drew Densick, the whale capper, I think we probably interviewed him on the show together, NBC sports betting analyst.
Yeah.
I really respect him and his football acumen, like an accomplished sports bettor. So he was on the show in the segment that preceded you just now here, Danny, in the Power Hour. And I asked Drew about Black Friday, Bears-Eagles. And what he said surprised me, surprised our crew, definitely surprised our audience, and I think it might surprise you. When I asked him, how are you betting this game, Eagles 7 against Chicago on Friday? He said, "Why? I don't even need to think about points. I'll take plus 260 on the money line with the better team." Your reaction to
Whoa.
That and your thought on, oh, I just about blew my socks off when he said that. Your reaction to that and how you see this game playing out on Friday.
Wow. I mean, I am just enjoying the hell out of this season for the Bears. Like, coach, quarterback solved for the next decade. Everything else is gravy. And I'm trying to, like, have, like, some guarded optimism to protect myself emotionally for, like, yeah, but maybe they're not that good and just a lot of things have broken their way. But if they beat Philly, boy, people think I'm insufferable now. Like, that will be an incredible moment. And I think we see it with, like, the new money teams. Like, when, like, at least I did. Like, I believed in Denver more when they beat Kansas City. If the Bears get that win, and especially in that way, if they do it convincingly and, like, we leave that game feeling like it wasn't fluky and, like, the better team won and it was the Chicago Bears, that is going to be a real, like, you're going to have to reevaluate a lot of things. And I was on the Score earlier today and I said it, like, the Bears' best defense of the season should very much be in front of them. And if you agree that Caleb Williams is incrementally getting better over the course of the season and Caleb Williams' best football then reasonably could be in front of them, that makes the Bears a very, very scary team to play.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll say this. Well, first off, you said, are the Bears nouveau riche?
Yeah. Don't you think?
I when you said they're new money, I was like, yeah, like they're nouveau riche. No, I absolutely love that. Like the new blood. I absolutely love that. I said this. I do BetMGM content with Trista Crick, and I meant it. And she was kind of like, there's no way you believe that. I love the Eagles, and Sirianni won a Super Bowl. I would take Ben Johnson over Sirianni right now just as a head coach. Like the rest of the staff is good. The Eagles have better players. I think Ben Johnson is, I don't want to get over my skis here, He's just absolutely legit. I think he's fabulous. Now, as far as you betting this game, though, and I'm not sure if you're saving your bets for, and that's totally fine if you are, for tomorrow on First Things First on Fox Sports 1 for Thursday and Friday. But how do you plan on betting this game if you're able to share it with us here?
Yeah, I will be taking the points. now I feel shamed.
Double cross.
I feel a little shamed that I'm not. I don't have a money line play in yet.
Do money line.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna. Yeah, I'm gonna just do both. I'm just gonna do a little bit of both and do. I'll do my Thanksgiving Day money line parlay and then I'll do a Thanksgiving weekend money line parlay and include the Bears into it to just make it real, real juicy for the whole thing. Yeah, maybe attach the Bears to a couple of different things to spruce some stuff up that you believe in. If it's good enough for Whale Capper, it's good enough for me. And by the way, if people would take Nick Sirianni over Ben Johnson, that's an insane thought. Like, he wins, yes. But what does he do? Yeah, I'm 100% with you on Ben Johnson over Sirianni. Absolutely.
He looks really dumb on the sideline. The camera will have a close-up of his face, and I'm thinking, like, I'm almost certainly, and I'm not saying I'm Einstein here, I'm not a Mensa member, I think I'm definitely smarter than this guy. But hey, listen, same first name, but he's got a much bigger bank account than me, so God bless him. Mention the Thanksgiving Moneyline Parlay. Chiefs and the Cowboys. I think the Chiefs are John Wick, and I think they're back. And I think they're about to, like, nuke the league the rest of the season here. I love Kansas City on Thursday against Dallas. What say you, Chiefs-Cowboys on Thursday?
Yeah, we're aligned, but I just would say, like, you also thought they were back against Buffalo. Right?
I did. Yes. That is the beauty of a 17-game regular season. I get to recycle takes like a month later if I feel it's appropriate. Yes.
Oh, I'm not, listen, who doesn't recycle takes? And this is the first time I've heard of the John Wick thing. So that was not accusatory in that way.
Did you like it?
I loved it. I loved it. I am a little bit less positive. Like, you know what I mean? Like, each time I'm like, the Chiefs are going to go on a run. The Chiefs are back. The Chiefs are the best offense. This team is going to go undefeated. Then the Jacksonville game happens, or then the Buffalo game happens, or then they literally don't lead until the very end of the game where they win against Indy. Like, they were down 20-9 entering the fourth quarter, and it was not pretty. It was not convincing. The defense was very impressive. The fourth quarter in overtime by Mahomes and Rice was very impressive. But, like, that was not, like, a juggernaut-looking performance. So, like, I'm with you, but every time I see them, when they don't look like a juggernaut, it makes me a little bit less optimistic or a little less positive.
That being said, you think they win on Thursday?
Yeah, that being said, I said on the front end, I'm with you. And, like, I'll weigh the 3.5. Like, yeah, let's go. Let's go. Absolutely. Where do you get your positivity from? Like, where or your assuredness in it?
Yeah, I just...
John Wick.
I feel like. Yeah. Well. Yes. Exactly. My. I have to stick with the analogy now. You know. Honestly, I think it's from. I think you and I have talked about this before, where collectively all of us that bet on and media, yes, and sports fans, yes, but especially sports bettors, right? Which you and I have both been for a long time. Where every year, I feel like for me at least, I would try and find an excuse to say, like, the Patriots are done with Brady. And Belichick, right? But mostly Brady. And then every year, I would have less money and, like, they would be there at the end. And I just don't really want to do it anymore. So I'm riding the wave here to kind of compensate, I feel like, for what I didn't do with New England. So until the Chiefs are dead, I'm going to believe that they're going to win. That's kind of where I come down on this here and why I like KC. We have, like, 15 seconds left.
Yeah, I think that's totally reasonable. Like, I think that they've already expanded it to 7 teams, and if the Chiefs are eliminated and miss the playoffs, I'm going to have to see Wild Card Weekend before they're like, oh, there's no 8 seed this year? Kansas City's not in? Like, I agree.
Yeah, so we're going to have, like, it's going to be like the field of 68. We can make sure the Chiefs get in the playoffs. Danny, you're the best. First things first, Fox Sports 1, weekdays 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern, on all social platforms, at Danny Parkins. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend, to you, Steph, and the kids.
Yeah, you as well. We got to get together again after the holidays. See you soon, buddy.
I very much look forward to that. The great Danny Parkins joining us here on You Better You Bet. On the other side, all our bets for tonight in the world of sports, and a rousing game of Predict the Prop for Thanksgiving in the NFL with Brad Evans.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
this wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.